Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Whiteville High School officials added security on Friday after a social media rumor of a planned shooting circulated online Thursday night. The school's official Facebook page asked students and parents to remain vigilant. Superintendent Jonathan Williams said there were no incidents on campus. The rumor likely began after a Georgia teen shot and killed four people in a high school this past Wednesday. Absentee mail-in ballots have been delayed after an appeals court ruled the North Carolina State Board of Elections should remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name from the presidential ballot. Around 1.8 million ballots were printed before the deadline. The courts ruled that Kennedy's request was valid and filed in time for state officials to edit the November ballot. In other news, Whiteville Police Fire and Rescue discovered a gunshot victim when they responded to a wreck at 11:30 this past Wednesday evening. Chief Doug Ipock said the single vehicle crash occurred in the 300 block of Madison Street. The car was northbound and the victim may have been en route to the hospital. This is a developing story and we'll bring you more as it becomes available at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus County Commissioners have instructed County Manager Eddie Madden to formulate a zoning ordinance regarding tobacco and vape shops. At last Tuesday's meeting, commissioners expressed concerns that synthetic versions of marijuana and other drugs which are legal are being sold through the stores to minors. The new county policy would not affect vape shops in municipalities. Meanwhile, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting that occurred on Pine Circle Drive. Johnny Clayton Prince was reportedly shot in the head with a pellet gun by someone he knows. Prince was transported to an area hospital. The suspect allegedly was asking for money, and when he refused, shot Prince. Tabor City's Junior Army Squad brought home honors again yesterday. The squad successfully defended their state champion title for the third year in a row. They received a law enforcement and fire engine escort from the county line to the Tabor City Rescue Station yesterday afternoon. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a 9/11 observance Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. at the park on U.S. 701 south of Whiteville. The public is welcome. The Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet this Saturday at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Dr. Howard Marshall will detail the history of sweet potato production in Columbus County. The meeting begins at 2 p.m., but members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. And this Saturday is also the Cruise In for Heroes in Tabor City. The event begins downtown at 4 p.m. There's going to be a barbecue cook-off, touch-a-truck, car trucks, and motorcycle cruise-in, and the parade will be Saturday night. Lights will be dimmed downtown so everyone can enjoy the lights of the fire trucks and police vehicles in a parade commemorating September 11th. And honoring all those who serve, contact the Tabor City Chamber of Commerce if you would like to participate. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Daryl Jackson reporting.